Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
From Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan, it's a matinee today. Hello and welcome in. Game number two of a six-game series. The Lansing Bugnuts on the West Michigan Whitecaps. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser joined by Nate Miller for the pregame show. Adam Jackson will join us momentarily. Nate, yesterday, all West Michigan in the series opener.
Oh, yeah, the Whitecaps had the Lugnuts number yesterday, and coming into the matinee today, Lugnuts are trying to change that. I mean, last night, Lugnuts pitching staff surrendered 18 hits, 9 runs. Not going to win too many games when you do that, you know? And on the offensive side of things, they left 7 runners on base last night, 4 of which were in scoring position. So the Lugnuts are also going to have to be able to execute in those situations with runners on scoring position if they want to come back and tie up this series today.
Big hitter for West Michigan, Dylan Lorenzo. How about 4-for-4, base loaded, walk 2 homers, knocked in 4. Let's talk about today's keys. How does Lansing pick up its first win? And how does the Lugnuts, how do they stop a 3-game losing streak?
Well, I kind of alluded to it already, how the Lugnuts need to pick up their first win. They need to pitch and they need to hit. It seems a little simple when you say it like that, but they're going to have to find ways, especially Cade Morris, who's the starting pitcher today. He's going to have to find ways to retire these Whitecap hitters. And the Lugnuts, they're going to have to string together multiple good hits in an inning. A lot of times yesterday we saw 1 base knock, 2 maybe in an inning. They just need that second or third hit, depending on the situation, to get those runs home.
Let's focus a little bit more on this starting pitching matchup. You mentioned for Lansing, Cade Morris, third start as a member of the Lugnuts, each of his first 2, 7 innings.
Yeah, the guy's going to give you a lot of innings. At least that's what we've been led to believe through these first 2 starts. 3 runs and 3 Ks in the first start, and then 4 runs and 4 Ks in the second. A pair of walks in both starts. I think you'd like to see a little more swing and miss stuff out of Cade Morris, maybe get those strikeout numbers up a little bit, help limit the amount of runs you're giving up. But if he's going to go 7 innings and he can up the strikeouts a little more, get a little less on the ball and play side, then I think the Lugnuts are going to be looking pretty good.
How about the man on the other side, the West Michigan right-hander Joseph Montalvo?
Well, this is his second game pitching for the Whitecaps this season, and his first appearance went kind of how you'd want a debut to go. It was only 3 innings, but no runs given up. A scoreless outing is a scoreless outing. Had a couple of Ks on top of that. And ultimately, it led to a 7-0 victory for the Whitecaps.
Let's choose a hitter on each team that you're watching today. Let's start with the visitors from West Michigan. Who's a hitter that you're watching closely?
Well, if you listened to the pregame show yesterday, you're going to think I sound like a broken record. But I'm going to have to go with Dylan Lorenzo again because, as I said yesterday, I think
that makes sense.
He was hitting fantastically coming into yesterday, and then like you just mentioned, he went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs and a bases loaded walk, and those numbers in his last 5 have now gone up to a .500 batting average, .545 on base percentage, and a .150 slugging. It's just insane numbers as of late, and I think he's going to be keeping it up if yesterday told us anything.
Usually I would now say, how about on the other side with the team in the red and the black? Although today I would say, how about on the other side for the team in the green and the gold, the Lugnuts?
For the Lugnuts, I'm going with Will Simpson. One for three with the single last night. Similar numbers to Tyrone Lorenzo in his last five. Also a .500 batting average. Also a .545 on-base percentage. .722 slugging. So slugging a little less, but the on-base percentage and the batting average is the exact same as Lorenzo in the last five. So Simpson's been consistent all season. Whether he's at first or third, he's been hitting the ball, but... And I think he's going to do it again today.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Nate, thank you very much. Nate Miller checking in. Lugnuts and Whitecaps coming up. Adam Jackson will join. I'll go through those starting nines when we return. This is Lugnuts pregame.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Back on Lugnuts pregame, Lansing and West Michigan coming up first pitch at 1:05 p.m. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Let's check in with Adam Jackson right now on the starting lineups.
All righty, sir. Let's take a peek. We start with West Michigan, 25-17, 56-52 overall. The Whitecaps have won 12 of their last 15 games. That's a streak that started since the end of that Lugnuts series in late July. So they are hot. And they're even hotter after a win last night, 9-3. So here's who they put out today. Max Clark leading off once again, the lefty in center field. Max Anderson bats second once more at second. Tyrone Lorenzo, 4-for-4 yesterday, 2 home runs, hits third as the DH. Roberto Campos batting cleanup in right field. Isaac Pacheco's at third, hitting fifth. At first base, Luke Gold bats sixth. Jim Jarvis, the final lefty in the order, swings seventh at short. Bennett Lee hits eighth and catches. Seth Stevenson rounds out the order in left field. He bats ninth. Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Campos, Pacheco, Gold, Jarvis, Lee, Stevenson. They report for the man on the hill, the righty, Joseph Montalvo, top 20 prospects for the Tigers, now coming over from the Rangers in that deal with Andrew Chafin. Are you doing spotlight hitters, or are we rolling with Nates, Jesse?
We've got Nates. Let me give you a couple of guys to watch out for, though. When the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps got together in West Michigan, right after Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal joined them, it felt to us at that time, didn't it, that Max Clark was their offense, and they needed help from everybody else. They needed the other guys to step up. When you go back the series before that here in Lansing, Michigan, before Max Clark, it felt like Max Anderson was their offense. Well, now this Whitecaps team has Clark. They've got Anderson. We saw Lorenzo yesterday. But Isaac Pacheco coming off the IL with 3 hits yesterday, including a double. You know what all of this is doing? It's sending Luke Gold to a spot where he can feast on a mistake. Now you've got Gold batting sixth in the order. He has great power. And throughout much of this year, he was the one who is carrying this Whitecaps offense. That Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Campos, Pacheco, Gold, 1-6, that's tough.
It really does feel like the depth that Lansing has had at times in their order this year. And it's paying off because West Michigan has pitched it well all season long, and now they've added the offense. And again, basically since getting Max Clark, they've rattled off 12 of their last 15 in the win column. Okay, for Craig Conklin's Lansing Lugnuts, unfortunately the Nuts have dropped 3 straight, losing Saturday and Sunday to Great Lakes up in Midland, and then losing the opener 9-3 yesterday. Here's who they've got. Johnny Butler leads off in left field, the left-hander. Ryan Lasko hits second and center. Jared Dickey, another lefty, bats third. He's the DH. Will Simpson at first base, batting cleanup. In right field is Nate Nankill, swinging fifth. Luke Mann hits sixth at third base. TJ Schofield Sam is at second, batting seventh. CJ Rodriguez back in the order today, hitting eighth and catching. Saheed Valenzuela rounds out the order as the shortstop. Butler, Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, Nankill, Mann, Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, Valenzuela, and it is Cade Morris in his third outing. Jesse talked about it. He has gone seven innings, his first two outings as an Oakland Athletic affiliate member and a Lansing Lugnut. The question is, Jesse, how does this offense get going? How do they get humming like we saw really go back to Friday in Great Lakes? They put up eight runs. They kept the pressure on, but they were converting with runners in scoring position. What needs to happen for them to produce like the offense we've seen all season long?
Stringing hits together. In yesterday's game, Jared Dickey had a base hit, but it was in the first inning and nobody else did. In the second inning, Nate Nankill singled. He was the only guy in that inning with a hit. In the third inning, Ryan Lasko doubled. Only guy in that inning with a hit. And I can keep on going. Casey Yamauchi, a single in the fourth. TJ Schofield Sam, a single in the ninth. They've got offensive talent. Not only that, they've got players who can hurt you with their bats, who can also draw walks. Will Simpson keeps on drawing walks. Ryan Lasko keeps on drawing walks. They need to string them together.
They really do, because this hasn't been a home run hitting team all year long. They've hit some home runs, but it's not like they're missing the power. They've been accustomed to putting it together, multiple hits, getting on base, and finding ways to get the guys in. But that has just not been the case. They're getting guys on right now, but they're not getting them in. So perhaps shift things up. Afternoon game, hot day. Can they perhaps figure things out today? Because they need a win. Need to get back in the win column.
Something to watch for as well. With Cade Morris on the mound, and we're watching Cade warm up right now on MILB TV and Bally Live. In general, he pitches to contact. We heard from Nate say he does not get a lot of swings and misses. Therefore, the pressure's on the defense. And what we've seen from the Lugnuts defensively this year is at times they can be spectacular. But you've got some steady guys out there. The shortstop today is Saheed Valenzuela, the veteran, who generally puts balls toward him. He turns them into outs. Cade is working with C.J. Rodriguez for the third consecutive start. In the outfield, Ryan Lasko in center field has been great, though he lost one yesterday in the lights. The onus is on them, and I would say the pressure is on them. When Cade Morris pitches to contact and misses barrels, can they turn those balls into play into outs?
Yeah, and the errors have been much better of late. There's only been, you know, an error perhaps per game, which again, you'd like that to be zero, but we're not seeing the multi-error games that we saw at times earlier in the year, which has Lansing at the bottom of the league with nearly 110 errors coming into their 109th game. Again, about an error per game. So we saw it yesterday, though. There wasn't technically an error, but a drop ball in the lights. They were able to work around that, didn't give up any runs, but there's no question. They've got to pitch it well, too. I mean, you got to play defense. You got to get the run scored. But we've talked about this all season. This Lugnuts team, they just have that. They've not been good enough to do a couple of the facets well and not do all three and still find ways to win. They've got to do all three well today.
Joseph Montalvo on the other side. Converted shortstop. 20th round selection by the Texas Rangers. What a pick he was. And then they flip him. Two-player package for Andrew Chafin. Adam, with Hickory earlier this year, he allowed eight home runs, but didn't give up very many base hits. I think batted just .217 against him. So when you barreled him, you hit him hard. It didn't happen often.
Yeah, this,
go ahead.
I was going to say the home runs are like half his earned runs.
Yes, so if and when you get a mistake, you have to take advantage because he will not be making many mistakes.
Pretty cool. He's been exceptional since making that change at shortstop, and I mean, fastball, changeup, and that slider is what he gets the swings and misses on. But yeah, when your ERA sits 2.5 or lower in the South Atlantic League, I mean, and now he's coming over to West Michigan on a team that's already filled with good pitching, and you can loosen some of the pressure off of moving to a new spot when you know you've got as good of an offense as what West Michigan has right now. I mean, they've really got things rolling, and adding Montalvo certainly adds to their great team.
He's not going to walk anybody either. He's going to throw a lot of strikes here today. So it's going to be interesting to me. Yesterday, at times, we went humming right along. We've talked about how when Lansing and West Michigan get together, that the pace of the game can turn brisk. I expect to see two pitchers, and Morris and Montalvo are going to be pushing the pace today.
Yeah, well, we've had some quick games in the history between Lansing and West Michigan, and certainly could see that happening again today if this turns into a pitcher's duel. But if it does, I mean, Lansing's going to feel really good because this West Michigan team has not been shut down much of late with, as you mentioned, the additions of Clark, the extra support with Tyrone Lorenzo, Campos, Pacheco, Gold. I mean, they have great pop in this order. So we will see what happens today. It's a color rush day on a 80 degree and sunny Wednesday afternoon. A dog days of summer, so the dogs are out. There are princesses in the park. I see Bluey down there with Big Lug. You know, I don't know if what the friendship level is there, but it is Big Lug's and friends that'll be celebrating Big Lug's 28th birthday on Sunday. Do you think Bluey has acquired an invite?
You know what? I would hope so. I don't know if Bluey was unavailable for Sunday and said, can we get together before that?
Do you think in the friendship contract terms that is something to be named later?
You know, it's a long trip to come in from Australia.
It really is. But she looks dapper down there. Yeah. She looks wide-eyed.
Well, and you know what? We've got more great weather. This is perfect. So a good time to stay cool, enjoy some sun, partly cloudy skies. I mean, this is the last time this week that Lansing and West Michigan are meeting up this year. It's always fun when these two teams get together, and this is our last weekday day game.
That's right. Just one more left to go, and again, we are winding down here for the Lugnuts season. Under 25 games left to go, and just one full home series left to go. The Lugnuts, though, are decorated in the A's unis today, A's-themed unis with the green caps and those gold bills, Lansing written in white across the front of it, and then the green jerseys with the yellow striping at the end of the sleeves and the L Lugnut logo on the left chest with the white pants. West Michigan going with the blue caps and the lighter blue brim, and then the blue uniforms, white cap logo on the left sleeve, Tiger logo on the right, and the away gray pants. Two teams out on the field. Lugnuts outside the first base dugout. White caps outside the third base dugout. And is this Cinderella that is going to be singing the national anthem? Is that what I'm seeing?
Or Elsa.
Oh, that's Elsa. Okay. Well, I hope you can let it go that I thought that that was Cinderella down there. And, of course, that is, as Jesse mentioned, Queen Elsa singing this afternoon's national anthem. She is looking wonderful down there, and we are looking great up here ready for baseball. The Lugnuts and the Whitecaps, great weather, as we talked about, 80 degrees, mostly sunny, some cloud coverage up there, but another beautiful day for Lugnuts Baseball. Today, it is game 109 of 132 in the 2024 regular season. Whitecaps 25-17, 56-52. On the Lugnuts, 19-24, 51-57. It is game two of this six-game set. Yesterday belonged to the Whitecaps, 9-3. What does this afternoon hold? Well, guess what? Someone to my right is going to tell you all about it. He is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, here we go. Johnny Butler's in left. Ryan Lasko in center. Nate Nankill in right. Luke Manns at third. Steve Valenzuela at shortstop. TJ Schofield, Sam plays second. Will Simpson at first. On the catcher, CJ Rodriguez. For the right-hander, Cade Morris. We've got a special play ball here for you. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins, base umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Let's have those two big words declared. All right. Hello early on to Jerry Shriver in Somerville, South Carolina, tuning in. Adam, he wishes us some type of cool treats, but no brain freeze on this warm Wednesday.
How about that? Thanks, man.
Email address to the broadcast booth at adam.jacks@cmish.edu.
Nah, that's not the correct email address.
jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Find me on social media at jgoldstrass. Find Adam at adamjaksa, J-A-K-S-A. Max Clark, Max Anderson, Dyron Lorenzo coming up against the righty Cade Morris. What do you want to see from Cade here today?
Well, Jesse, I know he's gone seven innings, but he has given up runs in those first two games. Gave up three runs against Dayton, four runs against Great Lakes. So, can he go six, seven innings, and can he get that maybe down to two or one runs today?
Here we go. It's 1:03 p.m., first pitch. Max Clark fouls it back, strike one. At 1:03, we are underway 2 minutes early. Clark yesterday, out of the 18 Whitecaps hits, he had one of them, one for five, single and a run scored. Morris delivers. That's right, down the middle, called strike two. He went fastball at 95, followed up by the change. Clark with the blue and pink batting gloves. 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air and foul. Off the left side. Right back to the 95-mile-an-hour heater. Cade Morris out of UNR, Nevada, Reno. Same university that produced the hitting coach for Lansing, Kevin Kuzminoff. Deals off the outside corner. First breaking ball that we've seen from Cade. One ball and two strikes on the 19-year-old Clark. Number seven prospect in all of minor league baseball, according to Pipeline. The kick and the pitch. Line drive in the right center, base hit. Turned around the fastball. Center fielder Lasko cuts it off. Clark hits for second, and he dives in head first. He's safe. That's a leadoff double for Clark. I wonder, Adam, if the right fielder Nankill attacks that and gets it in, if it's going to be any closer at second base, but Lasko cut in front.
Well, it's one. It's a good swing from Max Clark. He continues to dominate since he got to high A, but there's that speed and presence of mind to scoot around, take advantage of the mishap, and get into second base.
Max Anderson takes ball one, low on the fastball. Anderson yesterday was one for four with a single, a walk. He scored two of the nine Whitecaps runs. Clark at second base, his seventh double. The pitch. A little lofter over the leaping second baseman Schofield. Sam, base hit center field. Stop sign at third for Clark. Gender throw in from Lasko. Single for Anderson. And the Maxes are at the corners. Here's Dyron Lorenzo. Thought all the Maxes were involved in the OKC Las Vegas game last night. Those were the Muncies. Dyron Lorenzo, switch hitter batting left. 4 for 4 yesterday. First pitch, down and away, ball one. An just one plate appearance yesterday when he came up with the bases loaded, and he drew a walk from Mitch Myers. Knocked in four runs, the walk, a two-run homer, a solo homer. A 1-0. Fouled off into the screen. Well, Adam, you would say, what's the formula for Lansing for success? Don't fall behind early.
Yeah, don't give up runs.
Just ever. See how that works out for you. Good lead for Anderson. The pitch, outside. Two balls and a strike. Fastball nearly took the handoff of C.J. Rodriguez. Lorenzo now with West Michigan hitting 353 in 10 games. The 2-1 pitch. Hit up in the air, out to center field. Back goes Lasko. Back he goes. In front of the wall. It's gone. Over the batter's eye for Lorenzo. A three-run shot. He has homered in three out of his last four at-bats. 3-0 Whitecaps. 420 feet to straightaway center. Thyrone.
This guy is on an unreal tear right now. What a swing. Just the second home run we've seen ever go over the batter's eye since it got installed for this season.
And now Roberto Campos. Righty, righty. Nobody out. Up and in. It hit him, I believe. Yep. Home plate umpire Hopkins awards him first base. Checking in. The appeal denied by Jeter Abdullah. And now the first four have reached against Morris. Inauspicious. Unless you're a Whitecaps fan or a Tigers supporter, in which case you're enthused. Clark the hustle double, Anderson the single, Lorenzo the bomb, Campos the HBP, and that provokes the visit from pitching coach Don Schulze. Well, Baron Lorenzo is a member of the Great Lakes Loons, hit seven homers, and he knocked in 30 in 74 games. As a member of the Whitecaps in 11 games, and it's really 10 games plus one plate appearance here today, he has four homers, he has knocked in 12. He is on a tear. It's one of those things where if you're a Whitecap, you don't want anybody to pinch him.
Well, West Michigan has done this before, Jesse, and they've done it multiple times this year where they have massive first innings against the Nuts on day games. They did it last against Lansing here on June 30th. That Sunday, they scored eight runs in that first inning. Off to a good start again this afternoon.
Isaac Pacheco batting left. 3-0 Whitecaps, nobody out. First pitch. That's right in there for a called strike. Remember, the Whitecaps were averaging four runs per game. And things have changed. Pacheco, three hits yesterday. The deal. Off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Cade Morris pitching for Brooklyn earlier this year only gave up four home runs. He fires. Hit up in the air off the left side. Long run in, Johnny Butler down the line into foul ground. Out of room. Strike two for Pacheco. Coming in hitting 209 this year. Eight doubles, one triple, four homers. But just off the IL yesterday after a lengthy stay. What a time for West Michigan to get him back after Kevin McGonigal, the other talented teenager, along with Max Clark, just promoted from Lakeland, landed on the IL with a fracture in his hand. At first, Campos. Pacheco lays off the slider down low. Bounced off to the right. Campos for second. Though down by Rodriguez is late. Safely in head first at a scoring position on the wild pitch by Morris. Adam, things are going from bad to not better for Lansing.
Yeah, I mean, this is we've seen this before, unfortunately, with the Whitecaps. They've put together some big half innings against the Nuts. The first thing for Morris, he's just got to find that first out.
2-2 is coming. A chopper pulled on the right side. Hops up for Schofield Sam. Over to first for out number one at a third base Campos. Pacheco retired. Bring up Luke Gold. Infield drawn in by Lansing. The Whitecaps lead 3-0 on the home run by Lorenzo, three batters in. Campos 90 feet away. Righty, righty. The pitch. Ball one, low. Gold yesterday was 1-for-5 with a ninth inning double. Navy Sox pulled up high, knees bent. On the pitch. Lower. 2-0. There's a little bit of Luke Gold's stance that reminds me of Lansing's Nate Nankill, except maybe he bends the knees a little bit more. Maybe he dips down a little bit more into a hunch. But you know what I mean, Adam? You've got these power-hitting right-handed batters with the even stance, bat at the ready. And that's over his head. 3-0. Craig Conklin, the manager, stepped outside the first base side dugout. Don Schulze, too. They're looking at Cade Morris. And this feels like, yeah, there's Noah Huff, the head athletic trainer. Something's going on here. Conk, the very first person to emerge. And then they got Noah from the far side. And they're looking at Cade's hand. And Conk, one of the first things he did was he looked out of that bullpen as if to say, hey, we're going to need somebody to get ready here in a hurry just in case we need you. This could be an emergency. Noah Huff, full athletic trainer mode. Cade Morris just got a haircut recently. A man from Turlock, California, drafted by the New York Mets. And the thing was, so he was traded for Paul Blackburn. And then last night, did you see, Adam, that the A's faced Paul Blackburn in New York? And they hung 7 runs against him.
A's have been red hot. Playing good ball up there right now.
They just scored 7 runs against another former A, Chris Bassitt, with the Blue Jays. That's where you worry about a blister right here. See Micah Dallas going through his paces. Now, the Lansing bullpen is relatively rested. We haven't seen Micah Dallas. He's had 4 days rest. Hunter Brough and Diego Barrera, both of them 6 days rest. Jack Owen, 4 days rest. Blaise Pontes, Yeison Sanchez, 3 days rest for both of them. But it's the top of the first inning. And it's just game two of the 6-game series. There's a lot of innings to go through Sunday. I bet Don Schulze, the pitching coach, this is where his experience, he was a first-round pick of the Chicago Cubs. He knows what this is all about as Noah Huff is going through the mending. And all those relievers up the right side are watching intently. What it used to be is when you needed a reliever here with Lansing, there were signals, there were gestures that would go down. And so for one guy, you would walk like a zombie. For another guy, you would put your hand up as if you needed someone big and tall. Each guy had that own particular mannerism that they would signal down, and they knew. And then walkie-talkie started to get involved. We're in the top of the first inning. The injury stoppage. You know there's going to be some added time.
10 or 11 innings today.
Oh, Cade Morris. Third start with Lansing, and the first word that comes to mind for me about Cade has been how durable he's been. 7 innings in each of his first 2 Lansing starts after being acquired from the Mets by the A's.
And really, you feel like first couple of starts, we didn't see him start to give up some runs until later in his outing. So that tells you again how dangerous this Whitecaps order is, coming out getting 3 runs on him early.
All of this being done on the field, by the way, between the mound and the home plate circle, leads me to think that he's staying in. Otherwise, you could just do this in the dugout between Noah and Cade, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're patching something up here. And
left forearm.
Then the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, out there. Both umpires actually make sure it's not anything distracting and it gets covered up properly, so that there's not anything that is viewable or, again, distracting for the Whitecaps batters.
So right thumb, that spotting of blood. This is where it's unhealthy for us to speculate. We can check in with Cade afterward. Morris to the back of the mound. Stretch it out. Don Schulze, Craig Conklin, Noah Huff, they're not going anywhere. They want to see at least one warm-up pitch. How did that look? How about a second? Are they convinced? Not yet. At third base for West Michigan, Campos. One out. Three runs in for the Whitecaps for a 3-0 lead, top of the first inning. He just tried the slider. They're going to need to see more.
I feel like he's throwing a side session right now.
And meanwhile, in the bullpen, nobody is warming up. Right, there's no urgency that's gone down to the reliever. Get ready in a hurry. And the brain trust departs. Don Schulze, Craig Conklin, Noah Huff. First base side, resplendent in that green and gold.
Call that a front and center session, maybe?
We love Noah Huff, the head athletic trainer for Lansing. And it's something that every broadcaster says to every athletic trainer, never want to see you during a game. 3-0 pitch. Luke Gold taking all the way, called strike one. You think he takes again?
My guess would be no.
11 homers this year. 3-1 pitch. He swings and grounds down to third. Campos for the plate. Luke Manthal home. Rodriguez greets Campos with a tag. Out number two. Gold up to first on the fielder's choice. Perfectly done. Between Luke Mann and C.J. Rodriguez.
It's just smart right there. Coming in at third base, already facing home. Good throw. It has to be because it's not a force out. He put it right where it needed to be. Rodriguez, good tag. And small victory right there for Lansing.
Now Jim Jarvis batting left. Runner at first, two outs, 3-0 Caps. Jarvis lines it, left field. Johnny Butler over, down in the alleyway for a base hit. Cut off by Butler, lobs in toward short, holds Jarvis at first. Luke Gold takes third. The single by Jim Jarvis has put runners back on the corners. Fine job by Johnny Butler getting there, though, to stop Jarvis from getting two bases. That was one of those where that twirl by Johnny Butler just gathered, pirouetted, and flung it in. Bennett Lee, the number 8 hitter. Starting catcher for West Michigan. Righty to righty. Dribbler foul. And off the right hand of the on-deck hitter, Seth Stevenson. Strike one. Lee's hitting 168 through 40 games. 3-0 West Michigan in the first. The pitch. Smacked on the ground. And through the right side, a base hit in the right center field. That scores Luke Gold. Jarvis to third base. Throw into second. RBI single for Lee. 4-0 Whitecaps. That was a daisy clipper. Lee picks up his 12th RBI of the year. Ninth batter of the first inning for West Michigan. Seth Stevenson, the left fielder. Two hits yesterday. Righty to righty. Down and in, ball one. First and third for West Michigan. Five hits so far in the frame, plus one hit batter. Now there is action. The pitch. Check swing. Strike called. Inside corner. The Morris fastball. Yesterday, the Whitecaps collected 9 runs on 18 hits. Off to a strong start already. 1-1 break even. A ground ball, left side, diving knocked down by Valenzuela, but no play at short. Jarvis scores on the infield RBI single by Stevenson. Lee up to second. 5-0 West Michigan. The first 3 hitters in the order hit safely. The last 3 hitters in the order have hit safely.
Wow, Well, just a very, very difficult start for Cade Morris, again, who was just so good in his first couple of starts.
Now Max Clark once again. First pitch, check swing, strike one called.
And again, for West Michigan, it's just been more of the same what they're doing. Their offense is lethal. And it continues.
Unofficially, this is going to be pitch number 30 for Clark. But first time. Yeah. Needs a little bit of spray. Stick up those hands. Which, in a different context, that would mean something entirely different. Like if this was a train robbery, stick them up. Make sure that grip is good. Meanwhile, for the Whitecaps, their right-handed starter, Montalvo, has had to wait all this time. We started the game at 103. It is now 122. And so Joseph Montalvo is going to warm himself back up in the pen. 5-0 Whitecaps. Lee at second. Stevenson at first. Two outs. Max Clark is 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. And the pitch. Hit up in the air and foul. Sailing left. Out to the seats. And a fan just found herself with a genuine Max Clark souvenir foul ball. Yeah, dance. How about that? Immediately, she's taking the photo. Nothing at two. The pitch. Rocketed to right field. Base hit going toward the wall. Picked up out there by Nankill. Lee scores. Stevenson is around. He scores. Clark hits for third. Relay throw is late. 2-run triple, Max Clark. His second triple with the Whitecaps. He has 2 extra base hits in this first inning. And the lead grows to 7-0.
I mean, I don't really understand the thought there. He's up 0-2 and he went challenge fastball right down the chute of the plate. I don't know if that's, hey, just trying to get out of the inning, but he's super disappointed. Cade Morris just threw the rosin bag down on the hill and Clark makes him pay.
We could be seeing Jack Owen in the pen sooner rather than later. Max Henderson takes a ball that goes all the way to the backstop with a high hop, and Clark trots in. 8-0 Whitecaps on the wild pitch. Second wild pitch for Morris.
Well, and there you go. That's the third time this year the Whitecaps have scored 8 runs in a half inning against Lansing.
That's remarkable. 1-0 and Anderson, 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch. I didn't want to go around, but he did. The excuse me cut on the fastball in. 1-1. 11th batter of the inning. 33rd pitch for Morris. Foul away, right side. That's unofficial. The thing is, with the game day, sometimes you don't know when they update the pitches and when they do. But we are approaching 35. As Morris shakes off a sign, nods yes. 1-2. The pitch. Slider outside. Thyron Lorenzo's on deck, and he's already homered.
Cade is just extremely frustrated with himself right now.
Pitching without a net. 2-2. Poked foul off the right side. I do wonder if Anderson reaches, if we see Benson go to Owen at that point.
Yeah, and you wonder too. Again, just patched up something on the finger, so don't want to let that get out of hands.
The pitch to Anderson. Line drive caught by the shortstop Valenzuela. Side retired. It took 22 minutes, and the Whitecaps scored 8 runs. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. The Lugnuts are coming up against Joseph Montalvo, down 8-0.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Go to the bottom of the first, shall we? Whitecaps lead the Lugnuts 8-0. Hey, Joseph Montalvo, how about this run support? The right-hander, hailing from Bayamon, Puerto Rico, faces Butler, Lasco, and Dickey. Righty to lefty, Johnny Butler takes a called strike at 93 miles an hour. Bennett Lee is Montalvo's catcher. And time granted to Johnny. At first, Luke Gold, at second, Max Anderson. At short, Jim Jarvis, and at third, Isaac Pacheco. And the outfield, Seth Stevenson in left, Max Clark in center, and Roberto Campos in right. All of them batted at least once in the top half. And a one pitch. Here to the air, down the left side, and foul. Fading off toward the Pepsi porch. Eight nothing Whitecaps. The pitch down low. Ball of two strikes on Johnny. Went 0 for 5 yesterday. Back on June the 30th, West Michigan scored 8 runs in the series finale against Lansing. Will Johnston suffered the brunt of it. Montalvo's 1-2. A ground ball sizzling up the middle. In a right center field, the base hit for Butler. Scooped up by Campos, gets it in. Lead off single for Lansing. Well, well, well. On that occasion, after the Whitecaps scored 8 runs in the top of the first inning, they scored 2 in the 8th, Lansing scored 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, 1 in the 9th, and lost 10-3. Slider, a called strike to Ryan Lasco. How will this one conclude? Righty, righty. Montalvo to Lasco, the Lansing center fielder. Line drive beyond the first baseman goal. That's a base hit up the right field line. Butler was hustling to get back into first in case it was caught. Now he heads for third, Lasco for second. The ball dug out by Campos. Double for Lasco. A single and a double. And there's runners at second and third with nobody out in the home first. Lasco doubles for the second straight game against West Michigan. His sixth double here with the Nuts.
Hey, remember pregame? We were talking a little bit about maybe a pitcher's pool, pitcher's duel today, Jesse?
I mean, it might be a pitcher's duel after the first inning. But this first inning, this one is not good to be a pitcher. Montalvo against Jared Dickey, the DH, with Will Simpson looming on deck. 8-0 Whitecaps. Here are the Lugnuts. Righty to lefty. The deal. Starts things off with ball one low. Jared Dickey 1-for-4 yesterday. DHing here today, hitting 304 through his first 12 games with the Nuts. Acquired via trade by the A's from the Royals. Montalvo delivers. Line drive sliced foul up the left side. Over the Pepsi porch. Into the netting. That protects all the vehicles heading southbound on Cedar. And here they come. The light just turned green. So, you're welcome.
You know what, Jesse? I think they need to make that light right there on Shiawassee just a little bit longer.
There's the 1-1. That, too, is fouled away left side.
That's my City of Lansing fact slash wish.
Longer green.
More roundabouts, too, Lansing. More roundabouts.
There's so many one-way streets. The classic story, Danny Barnes, out of Princeton years ago, just joined the Lugnuts, an Ivy Leaguer, borrowed a teammate's car, immediately went the wrong way down one of the streets, pulled over. The pitch. Dickey, it's a high fly out to right field. Campos moves to his right. He treks it down. Both runners tag. Scoring from third, Butler. Lasko over to third, and the Dickey sack fly. One away. The Nuts trail 8-1. And now Will Simpson. Chipping away. Simpson leads the Lugs 5 sacrifice flies this year. Righty to righty. Montalvo's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Slider to start it. He also leads the Midwest League in RBIs. 71. By the way, this is Will's 100th game of the year. And a one pitch. Fastball runs outside. You know, coming in, 99 games played, 99 base hits for Simpson. Does he get hit number 100? The pitch, swing and a miss, not there. Fastball by him at 93.
You got 99 red balloons in there somewhere too?
I'll do what I can. I got 99 problems.
But this weather ain't one.
No. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him to chase the slider low and away. That's a big second out for Montalvo at his first strikeout. And it's up to Nate Nankill now to try to bring in Lasko from third. Nuts trailing 8-1 in the first inning. Well, just got a little bit over-aggressive. His 108th strikeout. Nate Nankill, righty versus righty. The pitch. Strike called inside corner. Fastball at the knees at 94. Nate has exactly gone 2-for-4, 2-for-4, 2-for-4 each of his last three games. RBI double yesterday. Pitch on its way. Oh. A ball and a strike. Leadoff single, Butler doubled the third by Lasko, scored on the Dickey sack fly. Lasko then taking third on that Dickey fly. Lasko away from third, two outs. And the pitch to Nankill. A cue shot grounded down to first base, grabbed by Gold. Stuck right with it, weird spin. First baseman unassisted for at number three. Lasko left at third base. 8 in the top half, 1 in the bottom half. Let's go to the second inning. Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts by 7.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, shout out to Tigers ML Report, Tigers Minor League Report, which loves to post all sorts of highlights from around the Tigers minor league system. And they've got their fill early, 8-1 Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts. We start up the second inning. And Kate Morris back to the mound. First offering up and away, ball one to Thyron Lorenzo. Lorenzo had a 3-run homer in the first. Switch hitter batting left. Morris's pitch. Down and away. Hey, welcome back to the mound, Kate Morris. Trying to turn things around this outing. One inning, 7 hits, 1 HPP, 1 wild pitch, 8 runs. Morris tosses. And Lorenzo takes ball 3. Below the zone. Morris offers a called strike on the outside corner. The first inning featured, as you might expect, a lot of pitches from Cade. He's now above 40. Fires the 3-1. And Lorenzo whacks it to deep center field. Back it goes. Lasko's at the wall. Jumping up. Can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Lorenzo heads around to second base, and he puts the brakes on there. No home run. Just a resounding two-bagger. He is pummeling the baseball.
Dude, this dude is unconscious right now. Holy smokes.
And now Roberto Campos. On the pitch. Fouled away down the right side. In the first inning, Max Clark doubled, Max Anderson singled, Lorenzo had a 3-run homer. Roberto Campos was then hit by a pitch, wild pitched to second, moved to third on a ground out, and then was thrown out at the plate on the fielder's choice. And 0-1. Up and in, and he got hit again. Goodness. Well, the second inning is unfortunately resembling that first inning. Campos down to first. And bring up Isaac Pacheco, who's 0-1 with a ground out. And Morris would love another ground out here. In that first inning, so after the HPP of Campos, after he got thrown out at the plate, that was 2 outs. But then singles by Jarvis and Lee and Stevenson. Then a 2-run triple by Max Clark, and then Clark was wild pitched in, and that all added up to 8. And Adam, here we go again. First and second, nobody out. 8-1 Whitecaps. Righty to lefty. Chopper up the first base side. Difficult hop. Simpson, he grabs. Fires to second. One there. Turn it back to first base. Gets away. Bounces up the line. And in from third, Lorenzo. It's 9-1 West Michigan. The out recorded 3-6. A fielder's choice. Campos forced. Pacheco safely aboarded first. And then tack on an error to allow that 9th run. There's Luke Gold, righty versus righty. The pitch. Got ball pulled foul into his own dugout. Careful. That's where it gets dangerous. It bounces beyond everybody who's at the railing. It kicks inside, and then you worry that it's going to start pinballing. And 0-1 pitch for Gold. Watch that slider outside. Luke Gold reached on the fielder's choice in the first inning in which Campos was thrown out at home. Then he came around to score the 4th run. Scored on a Bennett Lee single. The deal. Golfed out to left center field. Lot of room out there. Ryan Lasko tracking over. Hits high off the wall. Bounces off Lasko's glove. Windmill around third base for Pacheco. Relay throw to the plate. One hops up the line and beyond. All the way to the backstop as Pacheco scores. And Gold takes third. Credit Luke Gold with the RBI double. And it's 10-1 Whitecaps. That ball just kept on carrying. It's Gold's 19th double and his 49th RBI. And now Jim Jarvis. Morris to the plate. Fouled away left side. By the way, the error that allowed Lorenzo to score, throwing error on the shortstop, Saheed Valenzuela. think they're going to get another error right here to allow Gold to move over to third base. 10-1. One out. The pitch. At the letters, a called strike. Adam, I'm sorry. I'm talking way too much.
Oh, of course not. What is there to be said right now?
Tell you one thing. I could say something like, I don't know. The 0-2 pitch. Jarvis takes the slider, bouncing in, then up the first base side. But Gold stays put at third. And how about Jarvis? Reel in that catcher's mask with the bat. That's one of the first times I've ever seen a guy do that. But it makes sense. I've seen a catcher pick up a bat, leave it at home plate, or hand it to the batter. Awful kind of him. One ball and two strikes on Jarvis. One for one, single and a run scored. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out. First strikeout for Morris. Got him with a slider. Back footed him. Two gone. Bennett Lee is one for one with an RBI single and a run scored. Number 8 hitter in the order. Righty, righty. Check swing foul. Bouncing off the netting and in front of the Nuts dugout. West Michigan won yesterday in the opener 9-3. They're winning today 10-1 in the top of the second. 8 in the first, 2 in the second inning. At third base, Luke Gold. The pitch. Lee takes the ball, low and away. Tell you what, though. They're letting Cade Morris pitch through it. Adversity? Oh, yes. And then some. But then what do? A slider grounded to shortstop. Backhanded Valenzuela. Plants, throws, and he's out at first with a stretch by Simpson. Cade Morris is through 6 outs. 2 more runs tacked on. 2 hits, 2 errors, 1 left. We go to the bottom half of the frame. And the Nuts hill to climb is steeper. 10-1 Whitecaps.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's 10-1 West Michigan. The last of the second inning, we'll see the Lugnuts. 6-7-8 batters, Mann, Schofield, Sam, and Rodriguez. They take on the right-hander, Joseph Montalvo. Luke Mann, first man up, first plate appearance, righty to lefty. Strike called on the outside corner at the knees. 92 with that spotted up heater. Montalvo in the first inning, one run allowed on 2 hits and a sack fly. Deals. That man taps it left of the mound. Montalvo grabs, throws to first, and right into the path of man, out number 1. Dangerous throw. This is where you can tilt your philosophy of this game. At the major league level, it really is all about wins and losses. And at the minor league level, winning is important. You can go organization to organization. But then you can look at the individual players and how are they developing. Montalvo lets it fly. TJ Schofield-Sam takes the ball outside. The Detroit Tigers highly interested in Montalvo, the former Rangers 20th rounder they acquired in the trade for Andrew Chafin. Fires the 1-0. Outside corner strike called. For him, it's a test of concentration. It's a 9-run lead to his back. It's just the bottom of the second. Let's it fly. Schofield Sam flies to center field. Backing up Max Clark. Makes the catch. Two outs. Clark can ably handle center field. Now CJ Rodriguez. It's not just a test of Montalvo, though. It's for all of these players. All right, so the score is 10-1. Can you keep your focus strong? Righty to righty, Rodriguez takes the ball outside. All of them trying to work their way upward. And in talking with CJ last week, he said one of the big things that he was working on this year was rediscovering who he was, what his job is. 0-1 pitch, inside, 2-0. He said, just trying to figure out his identity, how he helps out the ball club. Defense first, catcher, and build from there. He's worked big time on his swing. Two outs, nobody on. A 2-0. Skied on the right side, and the foul ground, first baseman goal, that near the tarp. That ball is well fouled. Poro's back with a kangaroo hop. Currently 81 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. Partly cloudy. Base is clear. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Stays high. Zahid Valenzuela's on deck. Bottom part of the Lansing order. Cole Kahn started at catcher yesterday for Lansing, so day game following the night game. There's the Vandy product, native of California. On the 3-1 pitch. Lifted out to right center field. Another chance for Clark. Campos over there, too. Campos takes it from right. On the side, retired. Mets go to the third. Montalvo set down 6 in a row after the first two hit safely against him. It's 10-1 West Michigan. Adam Jackson's coming up with the call.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lug Nuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there, as we bring you back for the top of the third inning. It's been a doozy so far, coming up on 1 hour in of Whitecaps whitewashing right now. 10-1 West Michigan. 8 runs in the first, 2 more in the second. And right now, Cade Morris, he's coming back out. He's thrown 55 pitches. He's hoping for a little bit easier third inning. Begins with the 9-hitter, Seth Stevenson. Pitch home to the righty. Ripped down the third base side, foul. Strike one. 11 batters came to the plate in that first inning. 6 batters came to the plate in the second. So now you go to the nine hitter for a second time and then back through the card for a third time in the third. 0-1 pitch. Sent over, one hop, backhand stop, slide down by Valenzuela, throw to first, it's in time. Wow, what a play by Saheed Valenzuela to get the first out for the first time without a runner getting on in this game for Cade Morris on a 98 rocket off the bat that he was able to secure. There was a close play at first place from Jabril Jeter Abdullah with the call. Here's Max Clark. First pitch to the lefty. In there, bottom of the zone, strike one. We've seen Saheed Valenzuela and really Casey Yamauchi. He made some terrific plays at short. 0-1. That's down low. Lugnuts promoted. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, actually. Aribe Alanjales had been kind of their everyday shortstop. They've been mixing and matching since he got elevated. They've covered it well. 1-1 pitch. Chopper off the plate. Snagged on a hop to the left by Morris. Runs it over underhand. Toss to Simpson. Two outs. Well, this is looking much more like what we've seen from Morris in the first couple of outings as a Lugnut. Seven innings strong in both against Dayton and Great Lakes. And he's got a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. 10-1. West Michigan top three. Here's Max Anderson. Pitch home. Bouncy ball off the plate. Two hops to the shortstop. Valenzuela sets. Fires to first. Reaching up. Simpson has it. And there you go. Cade Morris gets the 1-2-3 frame. Bottom third coming up next. All Whitecaps by nine.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three coming up here in Michigan State Capitol on an early afternoon game. Midweek, last one of the year for the Lugnuts at home. Zach can take on West Michigan and the Whitecaps. Right now on their way to a second straight win to open this series up 10-1. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. His first at bat of the game. The pitch home. Line drive out to right center field. Falling base hit on one hop. Max Clark grabs it to his left. So Valenzuela putting together a great game. Just had a couple of nice plays defensively. First pitch swinging, third hit today for the Nuts. And now back through the top of the card, here's Johnny Butler. Joseph Montalvo set, throws home. Puts it at the bottom of the zone. Butler showed bunt, pulled it back. Ball one. Well, this is the next thing for the Nuts. What is the competitive level the rest of the game? You got to stay locked in with still six innings to go. See if you can fight your way back. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Todd out early. 8-run deficit, 9-run deficit. So that certainly you could understand some complacency, but they want to get back into this game. 1-1. This is lifted out to left field. Hit well. Stevenson is going back. He's at the track, loses his cap, circles to his left, and makes the catch on a long fly. And that drives Valenzuela back to first. 1-out. The one kind of, I think, silver lining for Lansing's, we have seen deficits this year. We've seen big deficits, but we've not seen this team just give up. They have had late rallies. They've stayed in games. They've got back into games. Right now they trail 10-1 in the bottom of the third. Here's Ryan Lasko. Pitch home. Slides in there. Inside corner at 94. Strike one.
I think that's the thing, that if you ask Craig Conklin, what is the strength of this squad? It's that they battle.
That was something he was really proud of after their first half of play this year. 0-1 pitch. It's a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards short. Jarvis has it, slings, long throw to second. Anderson over to first. That's a double play. So Lugnuts can't get anything done after the leadoff single from Valenzuela. 6-4-3, double play. 85th turned by West Michigan this year. Off to the fourth, Whitecaps 10, Lugnuts 1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
West Michigan up 10-1 as we head to the fourth inning. A massive 8-run first for the Whitecaps, and they tacked on two more in the second. And that ends the day for Cade Morris after three. He did have a 6-pitch third inning, 1-2-3, before he exited. Here's Jack Owen, the lefty out of the pen. First pitch, bouncing ball, foul, third base side. He faces Tyrone Lorenzo. Can he stop this man? Lorenzo is on a tear. It's sad when you say a double off the center field wall is a bummer for his standards. 0-1. It's on the outer edge. Strike two.
There's worse things than trailing 10-1 in a baseball game.
What do you got for me?
Strength and conditioning man for Lansing, Johnny Christensen, is a hardcore Minnesota Vikings fan.
Yeah, I just saw the news. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Owen does get Lorenzo. How about that? Big hook. And finally, Lorenzo, for the first time in this series, after 7 plate appearances, has been retired.
When Jack Owen thrives, it's because he's using the batter's aggressiveness against him.
Roberto Campos steps in. Liner out to left, base hit. Wait, hold on here. Because the moment that we just watched, I feel like maybe deserved a mini standing ovation from the crowd, and I think they lacked a little effort there. 7 straight plate appearances. Here, I'd like to read you Tyrone Lorenzo's line through 2 games until he just struck out on that hook. Base hit, RBI walk, homer, base hit, homer, 3-run homer, double, 3-pitch strikeout. Pitch home. Outside, ball one to Isaac Pacheco. Don't you think there should be a little bit more behind that strikeout celebration? Oh, production crew's got it. They are giving a standing O. Here we go. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Oh, this will be fun. So there you go. Production crew doing their best right now.
I mean, them and you. You've been foils all year.
Pitch. That is in there, strike one.
I don't know if when they clap for you, if that clapping is sarcastic.
I can answer that for you. It is. But I'm still going to accept it.
Well, you're right. Jack Owen struck out Lorenzo.
2-1. This is sent right back up the middle. Rolled to center field. Base hit.
And here's the rest of the West Michigan offense, because it hasn't just been a one-man show for the Whitecaps' offensive output.
See, and here's Jesse with words of wisdom saying, no, you don't give a standing ovation because there's more guys in the lineup that have been tearing it up. You see? That's why the crowd did what they did. It all makes sense.
Well, they're also getting nice tan, hopefully not a burn.
10-1, Whitecaps in front. Two on, one out. Here's Luke Gold. The pitch. There's a tapper off the end of the bat towards first base. Picked up by Simpson. Owen is there, but Simpson calls him off. And he tags the bag just before Gold gets there. Basically a sacrifice swinging bunt there. Two outs. Campos moves up to third. Pacheco to second. Did you mention why the Viking fans would be a little sad? I know you brought up Johnny Christensen.
I did not mention it.
Some tough news for J.J. McCarthy. Knee injury after he had a pretty good... Is that his preseason debut just a couple of days ago?
Right.
A couple of touchdowns. It did throw the pick, but he is going to have season-ending knee surgery. Pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one to Jarvis.
To my mind, the worst part of sports is always the injuries. Just how in the world do you keep everybody healthy? You can't. You just have to knock on wood.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Little bit wide. Good pitch right there on the fringe. One ball, one strike. I believe that for coaches, that may be the biggest stress there is. Think you have your team set? 1-1 pitch. That is a fastball just a little bit wide. But everybody in place, expect them to do what they need to help the team win, and then the injuries you just can't control. Don't know when that's going to happen, and you just have to work around it. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball launched to a jumping second baseman. Schofield Sam rips it out of the air and keeps two Whitecaps stranded. Great grab by TJ Schofield Sam. We are headed to the bottom of the fourth. Lansing a second 0 up on the board against West Michigan. Whitecaps by 9, though.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
By Bottom of the fourth inning at Jackson Field, an hour deep, and it's all Whitecaps up 10-1 here in this fourth inning. Appreciate you stopping by. Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. Jared Dickey leads off the fourth against Joseph Montalvo. The pitch, that first one is up high from the former Texas Ranger affiliate member, who was in high A with Hickory before getting traded. Coming over to West Michigan. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
So you know your Hickory nickname.
Crawdads, right?
Yeah.
Out of the South Atlantic League. They call it the Sally League.
That's right.
I only know that because I've heard Jesse say the Sally. I'm like, oh, he's not talking about my grandmother. He's talking about the minor league baseball league. Pitch. That's on the outer edge. Strike two. So two guys that have recently just been traded. Battling here. Montalvo on the hill. Dickey at the plate. Coming over from KC. Pitch. Fly back off the netting. Montalvo, we talked about it a little bit in the pregame, a converted shortstop in his last season in high school and now has turned himself into a top 30 pitching prospect. Throws home. A little bit outside with the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. He was pitching great for the Rangers' IA affiliate. ERA sat under 2.5. The pitch popped up foul behind home plate, and that thing is heading up just short of sweet level into the lower bowl. About 73 strikeouts and just 19 walks in 59 innings pitched in Hickory this year. That'll play. 2-2 pitch. Lined out to right center field. Clark running to his left and tracks it down. Good to have good speed from Max Clark. One out in this fourth inning. So up comes Will Simpson. He wears number 10. That is how many runs West Michigan has right now. 10-1 lead for the Whitecaps. I'm going to ask you a trivia question here in this fourth inning. So stay tuned. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. Simpson fouls it back. Strike one. Yesterday I did it in the seventh. I went home. I felt bad.
You could do it in the second inning one of these days.
Come on, Jesse. Fourth inning is trivia time.
Okay.
The 0-1. That's a slider outside. Jimmy Fox, your guy.
Double X.
You know why he's your guy?
Because he's a Marylander.
Yeah, absolutely. See, Jesse knows. Double X indeed. 1-1. That's in there. Nice slider. One ball, two strikes. Today in history, he hit for the cycle for the Philadelphia Athletics. 1-2 pitch. That is swing and a miss, and it pops out of the mitt of Lee. Tracks it down, throws to first. So it's his second strikeout for Will Simpson. Tough start to his day. Second strikeout for Joseph Montalvo. Two down. So in that cycle today against then the Cleveland Indians, the A's beat them 11-5. And with the cycle, he knocked in how many runs? Which was then an American League record. Jimmy Fox today in baseball history playing for the A's against Cleveland Indians. How many runs did he knock in with his cycle? Pitch home. Swing, that's fouled back. Strike one. Just to give you an idea, it's a pretty sizable number.
Saw Jake Rogers yesterday for the Tigers knocked in the seventh.
Well, it's higher, Jesse, but you are right. I did see that too. How about that?
Grand slam.
Those help. The 0-1. Down low. That ball pinballed between both set of legs there of Bennett Lee, catcher, and home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. Looked like we were playing Plinko down there with the Price is Right with the way that ball was going back and forth. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip that's held onto. And that is 1-2 on Nate Nankill. 10-1 Whitecaps in the bottom of the fourth. Outside of the first couple of half innings, though, we've started to move quick. The pitch. Shot up in the air, first base side, but foul. Look out, bullpen. Look out, Lugnuts photographer Avery Cotel over there, who is walking in the contours. Baseball almost came over and surprised her and them out there. Lugnuts bullpen took care of it. 1-2 pitch. Slider. Did he offer? No, says Jabril Jeter Abdullah. I like that. Very calm from him. He stood up, took his time, and then gave the safe sign to let you know that Nankiel didn't offer. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. That one's right in there, bottom of the zone. Good pitch at 93. Back-to-back strikeouts for Joseph Montalvo. He's got 3 and a 1-2-3 fourth inning against the Lugnuts. We're off to the fifth, 10-1 Whitecaps. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler back right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We begin the fifth inning with Bennett Lee against the Lansing Southpaw, Jack Owen. A Whitecaps 10-1 lead. If you missed it early, an 8-run first inning for the Caps. Since then, it's a 2-1 game. 1 in the first inning for the Lugnuts, 2 in the second inning for the West Michigan Whitecaps. Lee, Stevenson, and Clark against the Lugnuts pitcher, Jack Owen. Relieved Kate Morris, who went the first 3 innings. And Owen blanked the Whitecaps in the fourth inning, working around a couple of singles. Lee is 1-for-2 with a first inning RBI single and a run scored. Lefty to righty. Owen's pitch. And runs it across the outside corner. The Owen fastball at 84 miles an hour. Nobody works like Jack Owen. Black socks pulled up. Green jersey shirt. The gold trim. At 0-1. Slow breaking ball clips the outside corner at 71. Nobody pitches like Jack Owen. There used to be a lot more guys like him. Crafty lefty archetype. The 0-2 breaks low. And the West Michigan pen, action. Right-hander Bryce Tassin is warming up. Here's the pitch. And that's inside. 2-2. I feel like we've seen Bryce long enough that I should be confident in pronouncing his name, and I'm still not there yet, Adam. Tassin, right? Bryce Tassin. Out of Roseland, Louisiana. That's a 2-2 pitch for Lee. Down low. From 0-2, the count has gone full.
Yeah, you got it. That's right.
Tassin.
It is an S-A-A-N, though, that maybe throws you off with the...
I remember watching a YouTube of a project that he did to hear him introduce himself. Payoff. Lee fouls it back. Cade Morris blanked the Whitecaps in the third inning. Worked a perfect frame, and then that was it for Cade. And then Jack Owen in the fourth. Oh, and here in the fifth, Outfield straight up. Payoff. Smacked on the ground. Right side. Diving stop. Schofield Sam pops up. Goes to first for out number one. Schofield Sam recorded the final out of the top of the fourth inning. He jumped up to spear a line drive by Jim Jarvis. And he opens up the fifth inning with a starred play on your scorecard that dived to his left to prevent the lead base hit. Keep in mind that Bennett Lee back in the first inning collected an RBI single with a grounder just like that, sizzling to the left of Schofield Sam. Not here. Seth Stevenson takes ball one, breaking down and in. But to watch Schofield Sam working on his footwork defensively. A guy who was drafted for his bat. Taken out of secondary school in Canada, out of Ontario. A one-up. A ground ball to shortstop. There's Valenzuela. Fires to first. Two gone. Last time up for Stevenson, he made it close at first with Valenzuela, and Valenzuela nipped him. Here once again, Stevenson hustling up the line. That's a heat still. Equal to the challenge. Two outs, nobody on in the fifth. Whitecaps leading 10-1. Now Max Clark. Had two hits in the first inning. Grounded out to the pitcher since then. The deal. The slow hook. Curves in there for a called strike. A leadoff double. A two-run triple. Two-run scored in the eight-run first. Owen offers. A little low. Lucky number 13 for Max. Shortstop Valenzuela up the middle. Pitch on its way. Line drive into right center. Base hit number 3. All he needs now is the homer. Fed in by Lasco towards center. Single for Clark. Double in the first, triple in the first, single in the fifth inning. And you know, he is yet to hit his first high A home run.
Well, I have an idea of what maybe he'll be swinging for in his next at bat.
Here's Max Anderson. And Anderson sprays a base hit in the right center field. Clark takes the turn. Lasco picks, spins, gets it into second. Clark scoots over to third on the Max Anderson single. First and third, two outs for Tyrone Lorenzo. Let me make sure that I get his name right, because I think, Adam, I'm putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Tyrone Lorenzo. Or thereabouts. Lorenzo today has a three-run homer, a double, and a strikeout. The strikeout came against Jack Owen. By the way, Dylan Rokas will be joining us in the bottom half of this inning. Just so you know, a pitch. Lorenzo takes ball one.
What low. I couldn't tell with your, did you say Tyrone or Thyrone?
So I'm trying to split the difference, you know?
No, you got to do one or the other.
Do I?
No, you really don't.
The Max is at the corners. Lorenzo takes off the outside corner. Earlier this year, Lorenzo hit home runs from each side of the plate in the same game for Great Lakes. Yesterday, he had a two-homer game for West Michigan, both of them from the left side. Right now batting from the right side after homering left earlier. He swings and misses way out in front. Two balls and a strike. Three-run homer in the first inning. Lefty Owen delivers. And broke it in. Strike two called. Ten to one. Whitecaps in the fifth. Two gone, two and two. Owen to the plate. Struck him out again. Fastball called strike three on the inside corner. Lorenzo down watching. The singles are stranded, and we're going to the bottom half of the fifth. It's still West Michigan 10. Lansing 1, halfway to the house.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So that's not exactly accurate. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, joined by Lansing Lugnuts season memberships manager Dylan Rokas. As we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, it is 10-1 West Michigan leading Lansing. Dylan, we're coming to the end of this 2024 Lugnut season. After today, only 10 more home games remaining. So we're trying to get those season tickets renewed.
We got the green light here. Go ahead and renew for 2025.
Luke Mann lines the first pitch up the left side. That's foul, strike one.
Yeah, looking forward to the 25 season. You know, never too soon to start looking ahead. And if you renew here and before October, we'll guarantee your same seats as last season.
I think that's the big key is, number one, you get the guarantee of the same seats. There's another benefit there, too, if someone wants to renew, and they renew nice and early.
Yeah, if you renew here before our next homestand, we're giving away suite tickets. You'll enjoy either August 27th or August 28th. Enjoy the game from Suite 2 here at Jackson Field.
Bryce Tossan's pitch bounced down to third base. Pacheco throws across his body. One hopping late off the glove of Luke Gold, backed up, though, by second baseman Anderson. And Luke Mann has the infield single against the new reliever. T.J. Schofield-Sam is coming up next. Nuts down 10-1 to West Michigan, last of the fifth inning. Looking ahead to next year, but also, if you renew your tickets, as you said, that chance to live the sweet life.
Yeah, exactly, sweet life. Enjoy the game from, like I said, from Suite 2. We got some light snacks, some of the best chicken tenders at Jackson Field.
T.J. Schofield-Sam lifts the first pitch he sees out to right center field. Roberto Campos yields. Max Clark takes it in from center. And there's one out. Man back to first base. CJ Rodriguez steps in next. So a good time for everyone who has Lansing Lugnut season tickets. You can renew, and you can renew right now. It went live as of yesterday, right?
Yeah, correct. Live as of yesterday. Kind of looking to revamp it, you know. This season, or next season, I guess, for 25, we're going to do some season ticket holder T-shirts.
Oh, you don't say.
So if you want to be part of the club, you got to renew early.
And we're brainstorming the name for what all the season ticket holders are going to be called next year.
Yeah, right now I'm leaning towards spark plugs. I like that one.
Oh, that's cool.
I got to shout out Amanda Rich on that one. She came up with that.
Ball down and away. One ball, one strike on Rodriguez. I'm worried about getting Adam involved because I know how corny his ideas get.
There were some good ones, but spark plugs, I think as of now, is leading.
Excellent. I had asked you, do we want to go car themed? After all, Rodriguez swings and misses, strike two.
I think we got to either go car themed or something with Big Lug, because everyone loves Big Lug.
Yes, yes. Next year will be the Lugnuts' 29th season in the Midwest League.
Yeah.
Celebrating Big Lug's birthday on Sunday.
Yes.
At first base, Luke Mann for Lansing short lead, held on by Gold. Nuts down by nine. The pitch, Rodriguez takes. High. Two or two.
With the Whitecaps in town, too, next season for our Diamond Club members, 20 games, half seasons, and full seasons. We're looking to take a trip to West Michigan. Get a Dean bus, take a trip, go watch the Nuts play on the road.
Ball three inside. I'm glad you can keep Adam and I company.
Exactly, yes.
That's one of the great things about this rivalry is because it's only about an hour to travel in between the two stadiums, you get a lot of each team's fans. The pitch, Rodriguez chops it up the middle. That's a base hit in the center field. Mann starts to take the turn, and then he stops as the throw comes in from Clark, one hopping to third. A single, a fly out, a single. First and second, only one man out for Saheed Valenzuela.
Mm-hmm.
We are having gorgeous weather.
Yeah. Couldn't ask for a better day for baseball, honestly.
We got this home stand, which stretches around through Sunday. Final weekday matinee game today.
Yep.
You can always find Dylan, by the way, on the concourse. You come out to a Lugnuts game, you've got your table set up.
Yeah, right there behind home plate, between home plate and guest services, you can always find me. Ask for me. I'm not too hard to find around the park.
Zahid Valenzuela takes a called strike from Tassin. I was asked a question on the radio earlier today. Tipstat was wondering, when I look back on 2024, what would I think about this season? What memories are going to happen? I'm wondering, what do you think about this 2024 season?
2024 season was a good one from multiple standpoints, but...
Max Anderson to Jarvis. Though it's a first not in time, 4-6. Fielder's choice.
Every season you think of the 3rd of July game this year, and just seems like every year, you know, we had Soderstrom's walk-off in 22 to last year's game to this year's game. It's always close, a good game, full stadium.
You know, you say that as Johnny Butler steps in, top of the order, two gone, first and third for Lansing, down 10-1 in the home fifth inning. That reminds me that next year the Lugnuts will be hosting on the 4th of July.
That is correct. Back at Jackson Field on the 4th. Couldn't be more excited for it.
Tassin the righty to Butler batting left. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
4th of July is definitely the highlight of our fireworks packages here at Jackson Field.
Although Adam started promoting this year, he said, every single LAFCU fireworks show, he goes, I think we've got the best show in the Midwest. Tapper foul off to the right side.
It's up there. I mean, I've seen them in Midland. I've seen them in West Michigan. But we do have some of the best fireworks in the Midwest League.
Next year, you can already see the home schedule. No times released, but the games that the Lugnuts will be home.
Yeah.
So April, the first Crosstown Showdown. Then the very next week, first homestand.
Yeah, welcome in Midland again. Or Great Lakes for another opening.
Foul the way. Left side by Butler. Stay 0-2. I'm joined by Dylan Rocha, Season Memberships Manager for the Lansing Lugnuts, because we're talking about how now is the time to start to renew your season tickets.
Yeah, get it in early, get your same seats, get the benefits. We're looking at putting together a little World Series watch party out in the View.
Oh, beautiful.
Details to come on that, but definitely renew early and get these benefits.
The two-strike pitch is bounced on the right side, grabbed by Max Anderson, over to first, side retired. How can someone contact you?
You can either call me at 517-827-2582, or you can email me at drokos@lansinglugnuts.com.
That's D-R-O-K-O-S-C at lansinglugnuts.com. Yeah. Dylan, thank you,
thank
man.
Thank you, Jesse.
Beautiful. Let's go to the sixth inning. It's 10-1 West Michigan in Lansing.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing goes back to the bullpen. Hunter Breaux has come in. Right-hander from Hawaii, 10-1 West Michigan. Breaux throws. And Roberto Campos punches it on one hop to second baseman Schofield Sam. Tosses to first on one pitch, one down. Isaac Pacheco next, then Luke Gold. five and six hitters in the Whitecaps' order. Jack Owen went two scoreless innings. He struck out two. Both times he whiffed Thyron Lorenzo. Allowed four hits, two singles in the fourth, two singles in the fifth. No walks, no runs. Now the right-hander Bro against Isaac Pacheco batting left. The kick and the pitch. And there, strike called. Fastball at 96 miles an hour at the knees, right over the plate. This being the sixth inning, let's do some sixth inning slang here. At 0-1, on its way. Up and away. Your sixth inning slang today is registry. Or to register. How do you register on the baseball field? The break even 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Answer coming up in the bottom half of this inning. Also called the registry station, if that helps you out. This is old school baseball lingo. How do you register? One out, nobody on. 10-1, Whitecaps. Bro lets it fly. Foul tipped into, then out of the mitt of Rodriguez. So simply a foul ball. For Pacheco, a ground out in the first inning. A fielder's choice and a run scored in the second. A single in the fourth inning. Four hits in two games here in Lansing. The pitch. Buried down and away. The Bros splitter. Not already, Lansing is warming up a pitcher for next inning. That's Blaze Pontes, Hunter's old high school teammate. Love that the two of them are teammates once again here in Lansing. Bro, 1 year older. A 2-2 pitch. That misses low. 3-2. They also wear very similar uniform numbers. Here's Bro at number 15. And we'll see Blaze wearing number 16. And ideally for Lansing, Bro works the 6th and Pontes the 7th. A payoff. Pacheco rockets it foul. Off the right side, air to the screen. As a blue truck was heading northbound on Larch. Luke Gold waits on deck. Sun shining down. Bro offers. That broke it low. Ball four. Try the curveball, but no sale. And a one-out base runner for West Michigan. Well, today in Lugnuts history, Adam gave you a today in baseball history. I'm just going to say this. Today is August the 14th. Today is the 48th birthday for Blaine Mull. Now, Blaine Mull was the very first pitcher, the very first starting pitcher in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history back in 1996. Luke Gold swings and misses strike one. 10-1, Whitecaps, 1-on-1 out, batting in the sixth inning. That 1996 opening day Lugnuts lineup, the very first Lugnuts lineup ever, featured Carlos Beltran batting eighth and in center field. Batting ninth, the catcher of Matt Traynor married Misty May, 0-1. Now the way right side, maybe you saw Misty May Traynor as one of the broadcasters, Olympic volleyball. One of the great volleyball players ever. Ball all the way down. Carlos Febles was the very first Lugnuts batter. And Jose Cepeda, Emiliano Escondon, Gary Coffey, Mr. Coffey, Pat Hallmark, future major leaguer Mark Quinn, Doug Blosser, then Beltran, then Traynor, and Blaine Mull on the mound, and he was a teenager, drafted out of high school. 0-2 pitch, up high, one ball and two strikes on Gold. Well, Blaine Mull was outstanding for the Lugnuts. That very first year in 1996, he won 15 games. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. A fastball from Bro, two gone. So if you go through the Lugnuts franchise record book, 1996, Blaine Mull's 15 wins, his 174 and two-thirds innings pitched. Those remain single-season Lugnuts franchise records. What happened to Mull? Well, he was traded. The Royals traded him for Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine. A pitch. A strike called at the letters to Jim Jarvis. Two outs. Pacheco at first. Top of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts right-hander bro pitching, with the Whitecaps leading his Lugnuts 10-1. He offers. That's off the outside corner. Bull traded straight up for Jeff Conine. Conine had been a two-time All-Star as a member of the Marlins, one of the original Marlins. Conine only lasted 1 year with the Royals, and then he was shipped off to the Orioles, whom he then signed with as a free agent and was great with. That pitch is high. Count on Jarvis, two balls and one strike. Now, Mole never did reach the major leagues. After getting traded to the Marlins organization, there was 1 year, 1998, he made it up to Double-A Portland, and that was it for his career. Ground ball pulled foul up the right side. Two balls, two strikes now. So from Lansing in 1996 as a 19-year-old, a 3.25 ERA, and owning the franchise records that all these years later, 28 years later, they still belong to Blaine. Well, happy birthday, Blaine Mole, the very first ever Lansing Lugnuts starting pitcher. 2-2 pitch, Jim Jarvis. Here it comes. Down and in. Three balls and two strikes. From that inaugural Lugnuts team, now we have 948 total players have played for the Lugnuts. 199 of them have seen major league time. Runner takes off from first, Pacheco. Payoff pitch, inside, ball four. And we've gone ground out, walk, strike out, walk. Here for the Whitecaps, top of the sixth inning. And Bennett Lee will bat. 10-1 West Michigan, 8 runs in the first inning to get them off to a flying start. Pitching coach Don Schulze heads to the mound. It's so interesting to look back on that original Lansing Lugnuts team in 1996. The Lugnuts franchise was born in Lafayette, Indiana. That was in 1955. 2 years later, they moved to Waterloo, Iowa. And from Waterloo, from 1957 all the way to 1993. By the end there, they were the Waterloo Diamonds, but they were purchased by Tom Dixon and Cherry Myers after 1994. Moved to Springfield, Illinois, the Sultans of Springfield. And then from Springfield to Lansing, Michigan in 1996. The very first game ever played here at this ballpark was not a Lugnuts game at all. It was played between the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, April 3rd, 1996, and it took 10 innings. And then 2 days later, that was Blaine Mole on the mound. The Lugnuts against the Rockford Cubbies. 2-on-2 out for the Whitecaps. Bennett Lee swings and fouls off the first pitch, strike one. And the Lugnuts in that game, talking to the folks who were there. There was an easy pop-up that you put it away. The Lugnuts were going to beat Rockford in 9 innings. It was dropped. It fell. Rockford forced extra innings. Cubbies went on to win 9-5 and 10. At 0-1 pitch. Low. Ball and a strike on Lee. And also that year, the Lugnuts rivalry born with West Michigan. Coming into play today, Lansing 228 and 234 all time. Here's the pitch. Inside. Two balls and a strike. That season for the Lugnuts 28 years ago, it was also remarkable because of the attendances. First ever franchise in minor league baseball to draw over 500,000 fans in single A in their very first year. 2-1 pitch. Got it in. 538,326 fans drawn in 1996. And then the next year, the Lugnuts hosted the All-Star Game, drew over 10,000, and then they won the Midwest League Championship. Now, in 1996, the Lugnuts' inaugural season, Lansing didn't win the championship that year. The West Michigan Whitecaps did. And then the Lugnuts won in 97, and then the Whitecaps won in 98. There's the 3-1. Lee swings, flies it, center field. Lasko digs in, and holds up, and he makes the catch, and the side retired. 28 years later, the battle raging on. But right now, today, all West Michigan Two walks stranded, a scoreless sixth for Hunter Bro. Go to the bottom half. It's a 10-1 Whitecaps lead.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ryan Lasko, Jared Dickey, Will Simpson, 2-3-4 in the nuts order. Last of the sixth, down 10-1. Bryce Tossan stays on the mound for the Whitecaps. Worked around a couple of singles, one by Mann, one by Rodriguez, at a scoreless fifth inning. After Joseph Montalvo went four innings, allowing just one run on three hits, no walks, he struck out three. And the only run that he allowed was scored by the very first batter that he faced in the first inning. Montalvo looked good. Struck out Will Simpson twice. Here's Ryan Lasko taking ball one inside. Now Lasko in the first inning helped aid that lone Lugnuts scoring rally. He doubled. The pitch stays high for ball two. And then his next time up, he hit into a double play. And I think that's all the doubles that we have time for today. We have had our share of daily doubles. 2-0. Up and inside. Three balls and no strikes. Well, if he draws a walk, you've got to write the double B on your scorecard. Tossan offers. And that's right in there. 3-1. I appreciate this umpire and crew of Hopkins and Jeter Abdullah. They make sure that nothing's left up to the imagination. Lasko scorches it up the middle. Beyond the diving Jarvis, a base hit to left center. Lasko's on again. Leadoff single, Ryan Lasko. And next up, Jared Dickey. Sixth base hit of the ball game for the Nuts, and Lasko is one third of them. Your sixth inning slang today. Register, or the registry station. What kind of player registers? Ball one down and in to Dickey. Nobody out. Last of the sixth. Lansing down 10-1. Adam, do you have any idea what a player has to do in order to register? The pitch. Outside corner. Not a strike called at the knees.
I have some guesses.
Okay. Let's work our way through them because I'm sure that you can find the answer. We'll tally it up. The break even 1-1 from Tossan. Tapper foul.
Is this register an at-bat?
No.
Is this register, like, get into the game? Like, register yourself, enter the game?
No. Third baseman Pacheco playing toward the shortstop hole. Here's the pitch. Dickey lays off, ball two down low.
Is this show me the money because you made a great play or something happened, so you have to... register?
No, that didn't register either. I'll give you a hint. The Whitecaps registered eight times in the first inning.
Okay, get on the scoreboard.
That's down low for ball three. Full count on Dickey after the leadoff single by Lasko. Nuts down 10-1. Eight in the first for the Whitecaps. One in the first for the Nuts. Two in the second for West Michigan. The payoff is fouled away. Yeah, to register means to score a run. And the registry station is home plate. And that is old baseball slang. That dates back to the turn of the 20th century. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball four. And the first two are on against Austin. Well, Jared Dickey draws his sixth walk with Lansing. I bring up Will Simpson over 2-2 strikeouts. Home plate has certainly been a registration station for the Whitecaps in the first two games of this series. 9 runs yesterday, 10 runs so far here today. There is still so much time, though. It's just the bottom of the sixth inning. With the nuts after the first inning, in which Butler singled, Lasko doubled, and Dickey delivered the run with a sac fly. A perfect second inning for Montalvo. In the third inning, a leadoff single by Valenzuela, raced on a double play ball. Perfect fourth. In the fifth inning, the two singles left. Now, Simpson swings and misses, strike one. Lansing's bullpen is doing its job. Kate Morris, a scoreless third. Jack Owen, a scoreless fourth and fifth. Hunter Bro, a scoreless sixth. Toss and delivers. Strike two called at the knees. Will Simpson, the league leader in RBIs. Chance to add one or two or even three here. But he's in a two-strike hole. Here's the pitch from Tassin. Fouled off at home. Stays alive. Did you see, Adam, what Dan Hastie is reporting in the next booth over about Thyron Lorenzo homer in the first inning?
Yeah, he just came into the booth and showed us the pick. Pretty wild.
Lorenzo broke a window in the center field, outfield loft's apartments. The view. There's the 0-2. Ground ball up the third base side, but foul. In the West Michigan pen, Jack Anderson is warming. And that home run hit by Lorenzo, how about shattering the glass? We had 420 feet from TrackMan. And then some, because it went inside. Two-strike pitch. Ground ball again, pulled foul off the hands of the third base coach and manager, Conklin.
Does Lorenzo foot the bill because he hit it?
Yes. You know what? I think you send it to the Tigers, and you say, aren't you happy so far with this trade? So far, so good. First and second, nobody out. The pitch. Line drive, deep left field. That baseball is down for a base hit, one hopping the wall. Ryan Lasko's around to score. Dickey stops at third on the Simpson double. It's Will's league-leading 72nd RBI. His league-leading 42nd extra base hit. And the Nuts trail 10-2. I should say his 43rd extra base hit. He now trails the doubles lead by two. He has 25 doubles this season. The league leader in doubles is Arenamo with Wisconsin with 27. Here's Nate Nankill. Check swing, strike one call. Good to see that from Will Simpson, especially after battling through, fouling off a couple of difficult 0-2 pitches. And then hitting another one with firmness. Second and third, nobody out. The pitch. Nankill swings and misses. Strike two.
Well, if they're going to make any sort of run here in the final 20-plus games of the season, they have to have that consistent bat from Will Simpson. He's delivered all year long in the middle of the order.
Bryce Tassin readies. 0-2 pitch. Strike three called at the knees. Couldn't put away Simpson. He does put away Nankill. One away. And now Luke Mann. Yeah. Tossan, originally drafted in the 31st round back in 2019 from southeastern Louisiana. And it looks like that's going to be all for him. Manager Tony Cappuccelli, out to the hill, makes the move. Jack Anderson is coming in. Tossan trying to work his way up to Triple-A Toledo, where earlier this year, 21 appearances, three of those starts, five games finished, had been pitching effectively. This is his third rehab appearance with West Michigan. He goes 1 1/3 innings. He allows four hits. So far, one run, walks one, strikes out one. The lead for the Whitecaps is 8. Jack Anderson in 42 1/3 innings. The lead batting just .232 against him, and here's a number that I know will bring a smile to Adam's face. 6 walks compared to 43 strikeouts. His command has been excellent. There have been 5 other minor league players named Jack Anderson over the years. One back in 1937, one in the 40s, one in the 50s. There was a Jack Anderson in the Mariners organization. Jack Thomas Anderson, though, is a Florida State Seminole 16th rounder 3 years ago. First pitch for West Michigan back in 2022. 6 walks, 22 strikeouts, 21 innings, a 3 ERA. Looked great. Came back last year, and even though the command was good, the ERA was up to 4.8. Back here with the Whitecaps this year, and this is his 25th appearance. The Lugnuts have registered 1 run so far here in the 6th inning. The Simpson RBI double. Simpson at 2nd, Dickey at 3rd, only 1 down, trailing 10-2. Righty to lefty, Anderson to Luke Mann. Strike called on the outside corner. I continue to think, Adam, such a great hitter's ballpark, an explosive offense at times. Luke Mann, great power. There's so much time left. Anderson's pitch, and takes ball 1 inside. So how important is it to score those runners? A single here would likely net 2 more. Mann is 1-for-2 with a single his last time. Anderson delivers. Bouncing ball, foul up the right side. Strike 2.
Well, even if you don't come all the way back today, you got to prove that you can score runners when they're in scoring position, because that has been the flaw here for Lansing's offense the last couple of weeks.
Another chance at it. Anderson's 1-2. Got him swinging. Great off speed. Changeup does in man. 2 outs in the 6th. Looked like a splitter. DJ Schofield's in now. You know, Anderson saw a couple of appearances earlier this year with Triple-A Toledo. Pitched well. Only 2 unearned runs in 5 1/3 innings. Deals. How about the backdoor breaking ball? I call it strike 1. And those 5 1/3 only allowed 1 hit for Toledo. Right back here with West Michigan, protecting a 10-2 lead. There's the 0-1 pitch. Pop foul off the left side. Out of play. Plays Pontes back to work. We expect to see him pitching in the 7th inning to take over for Hunter Bro. It's a 2-strike pitch. Broken bat, ground ball weakly to Max Anderson at 2nd. Goes to 1st. 1 second baseman retires the other, and a bat busted in the process. Just 1 run for the Lugnuts. 2 hits and a walk. Runners left at 2nd and 3rd. We're going to the 7th. They are 1 run closer, down 10-2. Adam Jacks is coming up with the call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Whitecaps in front 10-2 as we bring it back for the seventh inning. They will face Blaise Pontes, the righty. 9-1-2, Seth Stevenson, Max Clark, and Max Anderson. And when Max Clark comes up, as he waits on deck, he will have a chance for the cycle. But first, Seth Stevenson, 1-for-3, RBI single. And then a couple of ground outs to the shortstop, Saheed Valenzuela. So here is the first pitch from Blaise Pontes. Righty throws home. Popped up, first base side. Pontes is coming in foul territory, and he makes the catch with two hands. A third of the way down the line. Welcome to the game, Blaise Pontes.
The right thing to do because that ball was not high up in the air. And I talked with Blaise last week in Great Lakes. He loves playing defense.
And it's not many times you see a pitcher come up with a pop fly in foul territory. Nonetheless, usually if they're right at him, you make the play. Pitch home. That is in there, strike one. So here we go with Max Clark. The 19-year-old has a chance for the cycle. To do that, he would have to hit his first home run at the high A level. The 0-1. Up high. He caught yesterday's game. Max Clark nearly homered in his last at bat in the eighth. He sent one out to right center field, but the wall juts out from 337 to 407, and that's right where the ball was sent. Otherwise, maybe would have had a chance. It was hit pretty hard. 1-1 pitch. That's down low. 2-1. But the number one prospect for the Tigers so far has been everything they could have wanted and more here at the high A level. The pitch. Down low. The last thing that they're looking for is the power, because he's got everything else. We've seen the speed, we've seen the arm, we've seen the bat consistently get him on base. 3-1 pitch. Lifted back foul. You could hear the Whitecaps dugout oohing and aahing on a 3-1 pitch for him to potentially get a hold of one.
That was right there. Fastball up.
Pontes will challenge him with a 3-2 pitch. Here it is. That's whacked. Foul down the left field side. The lefty's average now is up at 314. OBP is up over 375. The pitch. Lifted out to shallow left center over the shortstop, Valenzuela. Base hit. Not a cycle, but a four-hit day for Max Clark. How about that?
It's just good hitting. That's what we've seen from him. He first joined the Midwest League and played against Lansing, and we saw that he was struggling to get the ball out of the infield. And then he's getting more and more comfortable using the full field. He stays impressive.
Pitch. That It's down low, ball one to Max Anderson. And so does the fact that this order with him setting the table. I mean, goodness. Anderson, two hits. Lorenzo batting third, two extra base hits. Campos, Pacheco each with a hit, and then a walk in there. I mean, everybody has reached at least once with a base hit today for the Whitecaps. 1-0. Check swing half-heartedly. Anderson comes around. A sweeping pitch. Good spot right there from Pontes. 1-1. 10-2. Whitecaps in front in the seventh. The pitch. Bouncing ball over towards third. Man to his left has it. Throws to second. One. Relay first. Double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. Man, Schofield, Sam, and Simpson. And that'll get us through the top of the seventh. We'll stretch it out. All Whitecaps up by eight at Jackson Field. First pitch of the bottom of the seventh to C.J. Rodriguez in there, strike one. 10-2, Whitecaps leading in the bottom of the seventh. They did their damage for the most part, well, in the first two innings. Anderson throws home. That's down low. One ball, one strike. 10 runs, 14 hits for West Michigan after they had 9 runs and 18 hits yesterday. 1-1. Breaking ball drops in. 1-2 on CJ, who had a base hit in his last at bat. Flied out to right to Campos in the second. Lansing has been doubled up in the hit column today, just 7 hits compared to those 14 for West Michigan. They had 7 hits yesterday. Keeping things consistent. 1-2 pitch. Inside, and that clips CJ Rodriguez. So, an HBP. Well, Jesse, I believe that this is Bennett Lee's, perhaps, dad that has emailed in. Now, he emailed me, but he addressed you. So, look at him. He's got both bases covered here. Here's Saheed Valenzuela, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He says, Jesse, watching the game on MILB, did you know Jack Anderson, the pitcher, and Bennett Lee, catcher, played together on the same high school baseball team at Jesuit in Tampa, Florida? We did not know that. How about that? Pitch. That's inside. Or at least I did not know that. So thanks for passing that along. Good chemistry between these two, Anderson and Lee, getting together here to team up at the professional level for the Detroit Tigers organization. 1-1. That is a little bit wide. 2-1 to Saheed Valenzuela. baseball. Brings people together and keeps people together in different spots. It's pretty cool. So far, Anderson's looked good outside of the HBPs. Got a couple outs. 2-1. That's twisted up in the air. Left field side and foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I love those connections. I love that you can go back to high school. Mention this with Hunter Bro and Blaise Pontes for Lansing, Jack Anderson and Bennett Lee for West Michigan. And then now you're professionals, right? The different levels as you pursue and play the national pastime together and trusting each other as teammates.
2-2. Swing and a foul tip held on to by his former high school teammate. And Anderson and Lee combine for a second strikeout for Jack Anderson.
I would think that if I was Jack Anderson, that settles everything down. It's just a game of pitch and catch with my guy. Does not matter where we are. Doesn't matter the stadium or the opponent. That's my guy catching me.
We don't even have to do any more prep. They just sent it in for us. Pitches down low. Ball one to Johnny Butler. So thanks so much for the note. That is awesome stuff. Those two working in tandem. And so far, the Whitecaps having a good day. They're up 10-2. The bottom of the seventh inning. 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors.
One more thing that comes to mind after this pitch.
Here it is. Lifted up to center field. To his left goes Clark. A high fly ball. He stops, shuffles back, makes catch, 2 outs.
When you're not going well in the minor leagues, chances are you're around guys who haven't seen you when you've been at your best, and so they don't know how good you can be. But when you have a teammate who has been teammates with you for years before, they have seen you at your best, so they know how to pick you up when you're down.
Here's Ryan Lasko from the right side. Whitecaps in front by 8, bottom 7. The pitch, checked it, didn't go around. 1 ball, no strikes. It's similar to, you know, these guys that come from other countries, the international players, when they get to meet up with guys from their own country and feel some sense of home and comfort. 1-0. Lifted out to left field, hit pretty well. Stevenson is going back in front of the track, though, stops, makes the catch to his left, and that'll do it. So the tandem of Anderson and Lee so far combining for 5 outs. They strand an HBP to C.J. Rodriguez. We move to the eighth. All Whitecaps in front by a touchdown and a 2-point try.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Seven innings down, 2 more to go on this afternoon day game at Jackson Field. Appreciate you spending your hump day with us to get you through. We've got 4 games left to go after this one concludes today. So far, West Michigan did their damage in the first and the second. 8 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second, and they have pitched it well since. Gave up just 1 run in 2 half innings to the Nuts. Pitch home. Blaise Pontes fires it outside to Tyrone Lorenzo, who is, he's broken some glass here today. 1-0 pitch. That shot foul, third base side. If If you haven't seen it, you can check out Dan Hasty, Sam Dykstra. They're all over it. His home run ball clobbered through a window after he sent it out over the batter's eye in center. 1-1. That's a little bit low. 2-1.
Wait, Jewish joke for you. Usually you have to get married to break a glass. All right, continue.
Opa.
That's Greek.
Yeah, I know. That's all I got for you. 2-1. Should I have gone with Mazel Tov?
I was thinking of Steve Austin breaking the glass, too. There's a number of different directions that you can go. But Lorenzo chose to go inside with that home run, and he didn't use the door. Blasted his way through.
He makes a better door than a window. 2-2 pitch. That is a little bit high. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Lorenzo. Before the 2 strikeouts from Owen, he had reached in 7 straight plate appearances in this series. Payoff pitch. Whacked up in the air to center. Deep center, but not deep enough. Lasko initially out, now comes in, stops, makes the catch. 1 down here.
Let me ask you, when a ball is crushed to left or crushed to right, I feel like I get a good read of how far it's going to go. When it gets hit to center, I struggle a little bit initially at trying to figure out that depth. That last one, I thought, uh-oh, he's got another shot. And it didn't go anywhere.
Here's the pitch home. This is flied shallow right field. Simpson is going back, foul territory in front of the Lugnuts bullpen. And he makes the basket catch. Nice job. That one I could tell wasn't deep. But, yeah, there's balls out there now that go to center field. That sometimes they look like they're a home run, sometimes they look like they're crushed, and they end up hopping in front of the wall, being caught. I mean, there is a lot of room out there in the outfield here at Jackson Field. Here's his Isaac Pacheco. Pitch home. That's fouled back. Strike one. Now that's something we always talk about, too, is the outfielders and the jobs that they have to do here at Jackson Field. You've got the alleys, you've got the corners, you've got the different dimensions that make playing a batted ball out there very difficult at times. 0-1. That's in there. Bottom of the zone, though. 1-1. Whitecaps 10, Lugnuts 2. We're in the top of the 8th. Seems like just a formality now until the Whitecaps take a 2-0 series lead. They have come in here and hit it hard. Pitch. That's popped up shallow left field. Back goes Mann. Out goes Valenzuela. It's the shortstop. Valenzuela makes the catch. And that'll do it. Good half inning right there for Blaise Pontes. His second inning worked with no runs. He's only given up a hit so far. Lugnuts coming to the plate. Bottom 8, down by 8.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Runs to make up for the Lugnuts and just 6 outs. They're going to try and do some damage here in this 8th inning. They've got the middle of the order due up. J. Jared Dickey, Will Simpson, and Nate Mankill. See if they can get anything going against West Michigan. First pitch home. And the fastball is on the outside corner. Strike one. Max Alba comes into the game for the Whitecaps. So he replaces Jack Anderson. Pitch. That's popped up. Shallow left field. Back goes Pacheco and Jarvis at third and short. It is the third baseman Pacheco that makes the grab. There's one away. Alba, the 6'5", 215-pounder from Franklin, Wisconsin. By the way, let's answer that trivia question for you here in this eighth inning. Will Simpson comes to the plate. 10-2 Whitecaps. One down, base is clear. Pitch home. That is at the bottom of the zone, strike one. We asked you today in baseball history about Jimmy Fox hitting for the cycle. One of eight players to do it back in 33. Pitch. That's up high. Doesn't that just roll off the tongue? Back in 33, like it was yesterday. That's 1933. 1-1. This is on the ground over towards short. Scooped up by Jarvis. Sets, throws, a little bit low, but it's grabbed by Gold. Two outs. Dude, are you okay? Bless you. Twice to our intern. Nasty Nate getting germs all over the place.
His phone was flying.
Anywho, we asked you about Jimmy Fox. How many he drove in on this day back in 33 against the Cleveland Indians because it was an American League record. Pitch home. Nate Mankill takes it for a strike at the bottom of the zone off speed. It wasn't seven, which is what Jake Rogers had yesterday. Just a couple more than that. Nine runs. The 0-1. This is lifted out to center field. Backing up is Clark. Now he's coming in with the shades on. Reaches up, makes the catch. And that'll do it. So, nobody has driven in nine runs by themselves today. But the Whitecaps have driven in 10 as a team. They lead 10-2. Speaking of nine, we'll head to the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Another inning for Blaise Pontes. As we hit the ninth, Cade Morris the first three, then Jack Owen two. Hunter Bro pitched the seventh, Pontes the eighth, and Pontes now for a second inning of work out of the pen. Worked a perfect eighth inning. Fly out, foul out, pop out. 10-2 Whitecaps leading Pontes' Lugnuts. Deals to Luke Gold. Swing and a miss, strike one. This Whitecaps offense is fearsome. Eight runs in the first inning. And we've coasted from there. Tied up 2-2 between the two teams after that. The pitch. Gold hits it high in the air out to left center field. Butler converges with Lasko. It's Butler from left with the catch. And Luke Gold is out number one. In case you missed it yesterday, Andres Chaparro playing for the Washington Nationals, acquired by the Nats via trade for Dylan Floro from the Arizona Diamondbacks. So he was a Reno ace. Then he went to the Rochester Red Wings, and then the Nats called him up. Historic yesterday. Jim Jarvis takes a ball one low. 10-2, Whitecaps leading. Jarvis is 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Chaparro made his Major League debut yesterday, and 1-0. Jarvis sprays a line drive up the left side, but foul. One ball, one strike. Chaparro had three doubles. Third player in Major League history since 1901 to have three doubles in his debut. Punched on the ground towards short, two bounces to Valenzuela. Throws to first, very high. Simpson came off the bag, couldn't get him with a swipe tag, and Jarvis is on. E6, Saheed Valenzuela. One on with one out for Bennett Lee. The other players in Major League history with three doubles in their Major League debut. Well, Roddy, the pitch. Fouled away off the right side, strike one. 10-2, Whitecaps in the ninth. On May 24th, 2008, Nick Evans did it for the New York Mets. Adam, you remember Nick Evans at all?
Let's go with, sure.
Okay. There's the pitch. That's down low. Trickles through the catcher, Rodriguez. But it's a 10-2 game, so Jarvis is staying put. Evans played in 159 games for the Mets between 08 and 2011, and 18 games for Arizona in 2014. And then the other guy was Ben Grieve. Grieve did so on September 3rd, 1997 for the Oakland A's. There's your A's connection. A's are playing the Mets right now. Line drive pushed foul up the right side. Grieve then turned around the next year. In 1998, he won the American League Rookie of the Year Award. Time granted at home plate to Bennett Lee. And that's it. Three players in Major League Baseball history with three doubles in their Major League debut, and one of them happened yesterday. Andrés Chaparro for the Nats. 1-2 pitch Lee. A broken bat ground ball off the body, and then it rolls fair. Foul ball. And that bat is gone. Bat boy comes out, gets the fractured lumbar, and Max Clark delivers the new bat. We're in the top of the ninth inning. We are 2 hours and 21 minutes in, which is pretty remarkable because, what, we had a 22-minute top of the first inning. We've played the rest of this game in under 2 hours. So it goes with an 8-run top of the first. The other cool thing that happened in professional baseball yesterday, and Adam is all over this, is that Max Muncy met Max Muncy. So much fun. A 1-2 pitch to Bennett Lee. Down and away. Knocked down by CJ Rodriguez. Yeah, I saw this photograph.
I figured you did, but I'm just seeing it right now. That's so good.
Yeah, get in on this. So the Lugnuts' Max Muncy was the Lugnut in 2022 and 2023. And then the Dodgers' Max Muncy. 2-2 pitch from Pontes. Bouncer foul. The A's drafted both of them. That's the thing. The A's took Max Muncy the Elder back in the fifth round in 2012 out of Baylor University, born August the 25th, 1990. Stephen Muncy. Maxwell Price Muncy. On August the 25th, 2002. His pitch is down low, buried at the plate, three balls and two strikes to Lee. So Max Muncy the younger, exactly 12 years younger, the 25th overall pick in the first round 3 years ago. And Adam, yesterday, Max Muncy the younger on Vegas, Max Muncy the elder on Oklahoma City. They are unrelated. Cousins somewhere, who knows? Power pitch. Lashed fair up the third base side. That ball's heading to the left field corner. Jim Jarvis scampers around a third, shown the windmill by Cappuccelli. Relay throw to the plate. Late, he's safe. Up on a third, Bennett Lee is up by a foot. easy tag for Luke Mann, out number two. Give Lee the RBI double, though, and it's 11-2 West Michigan.
The only thing better would have been if the game was on August 25th when they met.
Yeah.
Close, though. How ironic that it's that close to their birthdays that they randomly share.
Amazing. Max Muncy, the elder, rehabbing his way back up for the Dodgers. Two outs, nobody on for Seth Stevenson. Righty, righty. Pontes winds and throws. Stevenson takes a called strike. Now, in yesterday's game, there was a clear victor between the two Muncies. Did you see how Max Muncy the younger did? The DOS is shot up the middle towards center field. Great backhand stop, TJ Schofield Sam, but the throw to first is late. It's an infield single for Stevenson. And it's back-to-back two-hit games against Lansing. Schofield Sam, though. Brisky with his defense at second.
Oh, man, that was incredible. That thing hopped up on him last second. He's sliding already, adjusted his mitt in time just to be able to stop that flush was incredible.
Sir. Top of the order, Max Clark knitting a home run for the cycle. 11-2 Whitecaps. The pitch. Down and away, ball one. Max Muncy yesterday for Las Vegas went 4-for-4 with a single, with a run scored. He had two singles and two doubles, and he knocked in three. But the Aviators lost 10-8. Here's the pitch by Pontes. A ground ball right back to Blaze. Looks at first, overhands over. Simpson receives at number three. Max Clark today is 4-for-6. Side retired. An unearned run scored via the throwing error, followed by the double. And another single left stranded. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 11-2 Whitecaps, three outs away from a second straight win at Michigan State Capitol.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The pit crew revving everybody up at Jackson Field. Bet Merrill has come on for West Michigan. Bottom of the ninth inning in the final weekday matinee. We started today at 103. It's just about the bottom of the hour. Now it's 3:30 in the Eastern time zone. Luke Mann, TJ Schofield, Sam, CJ Rodriguez coming up. And the Nuts down 11-2. Righty Merrill to the lefty Luke Mann. Strike hold. You know, three times today, Nate Nankill has made the final out of an inning. So Luke Mann has had to be the leadoff man in those innings. The pitch. He lines it up the left side, but foul. Led off the second inning with a comebacker. Led off the fifth inning, though, with a single. Struck out in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. I feel like Luke is stabilizing things. He hasn't caught fire, but he's getting himself back to where he wants to be after he was in a pretty deep funk. Merrill's 0-2. Fouled back into the screen. They can hit everybody, and not just once. Funks can capture every single player over the course of a long season. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Max Clark dashes in, runs it down. What a way.
You ever feel like the guy is getting picked on that has had to deal with the pitching change three different times today? Sup,
yes.
Man?
All right. What's he got today?
He had a pitching change in the fifth, the sixth, and the ninth.
That's so true. There's DJ Schofield. Sam lines the first pitch foul into the screen.
Tassan, Anderson, and now Merrill.
Yeah, how about that? West Michigan is two outs away from an 11-2 win. The pitch. That's right in there for a called strike. TJ's bat has been quiet. He's 0-3. But as we've talked about, we've liked his defense. 0-2 pitch from Merrill. Punched on the ground. Left side. Pacheco grabs it. The third baseman on the throw to first for out number two. Twenty-six outs recorded by the Whitecaps. Montalvo for the first four innings. Bryce Tassan for an inning and a third. Jack Anderson for 1 2/3. Max Albo worked a perfect eighth inning. And now Matt Merrill here looking for a perfect ninth. 11-2 Caps. Righty, righty. C.J. Rodriguez takes ball one low. An eight-run top of the first inning, and that took all the tension out of this game. Whitecaps have handled business from that point onward. Merrill delivers. I broke it in. I called strike. Tomorrow's pitching matchup. Lansing starts the lefty Will Johnston against the Whitecaps righty Colin Fields. A ball, skipping it. 2-1. Adam, I remember Colin Fields well. Fastball generally about 88, 89 miles an hour, I think. And then the slow curve. Fascinating pitcher to watch. On the 2-1. Low and away. Ball three. The Lugnut starter, Will Johnston. We've seen him at his best, but it was Johnston who was on the hill when the Whitecaps last scored eight first-inning runs against Lansing. Didn't last the first inning. When he's good, though, he's very, very good. We'll see how Johnston goes tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. 3-1 pitch, outside and high, at ball four. And the game continues. Do you know that that's just the second walk drawn by Lugnut's batter today?
After we saw so many walks in that Great Lakes Loon series last week, Lansing created all those runners in scoring position, just couldn't quite get them in. Opposite with the free passes so far today.
Two outs in the ninth, 11-2 Whitecaps for Saheed Valenzuela, who takes a called strike. Tomorrow, a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday on Lansing Facts Night, with the Lugnuts playing as the Olive Burgers. Merrill delivers. Fly ball but foul, fading off the left side. On the roof of the Pepsi porch, and then hung up in the netting like a fly on a web. 0-2 on Valenzuela. Merrill and the Caps one pitch away. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. This ball game is over. The Whitecaps rout the Lugnuts 11-2. In a Wednesday matinee. Eight runs in the top of the first inning. Thyron Lorenzo had a three-run homer. Max Clark finishes the game with four hits. He had a double and a two-run triple in that first. And the Whitecaps pitchers took care of the rest.
They've dominated so far two games in this series. And, they've collected 33 hits so far. And they've racked up now 20 runs. And they didn't commit any mistakes either. I mean, just complete dominance from a team that is red hot. They have now won 13 of their last 16 games, a streak that started in the weekend where Lansing came to town. Their offense is humming, and their pitching has been good all season long. This team looks like a serious threat to potentially win a Midwest League championship if they keep playing like this.
11 runs, 16 hits, no errors for the Whitecaps. Eight runners left on, but they went 5-for-14 with runners in scoring position. On the other side for Lansing, two runs on seven hits and three errors. And unofficially for the Nuts, here we go. Hang on just a second. Let me pull up that official box score now. Officially, seven runners left on. The Nuts went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The losing pitcher's Lansing starter, Cade Morris, will add those 8 runs in the first, then 2 more in the second, but then he recovered to fire a perfect third inning. And then Jacko and 2 scoreless, then Hunter Bro 1 scoreless. Blaise Pontes, the final 3 innings for Pontes here today. For Blaise, he allows 1 unearned run, but that's it. No walks, no strikeouts. The winning pitcher is Bryce Tossan for West Michigan. He picks up his 2nd win in relief of Joseph Montalvo, 4 innings, 1 run for the West Michigan starter. And then Anderson Alba and Merrill, scoreless, hitless baseball in 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,704 from Michigan State Capitol. And I think, Adam, as we look ahead to the rest of the series, the focus really does have to be on Lansing's pitching core against the West Michigan offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's the main thing in my mind that Lansing, when they won at West Michigan and they won here at home the first 2 times against these guys, they were able to quiet the offense. And it's obviously ticked up. It got more difficult with the additions of Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal. Substitute Kevin McGonigal because he's on the IL, but add Isaac Pacheco, who's come back from the IL. So they are facing a full-force offensive attack right now. And how could we forget Tyrone Lorenzo, who just got added as well? I mean, they've ramped up this offense. They pitch it well. And Lansing's got to find a way. They got to put together a good performance. And really, Jesse, they just need a competitive game. I mean, they haven't played a competitive game yet against West Michigan through the first 2. So that's got to be the goal tomorrow. Come back a little bit longer rest with the day game today and hopefully attack tomorrow night in what is typically a massive crowd for the 2nd-to-last Thirsty Thursday at home here in 2024.
You said it. So the Whitecaps are now 26-17, 57-52 for the year. Lugnuts fall to 19-25, 51-58 for the season. Big thanks to Nate Miller. Adam, thank you to you.
Yes, sir. Let's do it again tomorrow.
I'll be here. You'll be here. Nate will be here. And the Olive Burgers will be here as well. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. One final time, your final score. The Whitecaps 11, the Lugnuts 2. Take care, have a terrific rest of your Wednesday from Michigan State Capitol, and go Nuts!